Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs. Arrival of the Fittest, Solving Evolution's Greatest Puzzle, by Andreas Wagner. Narrated by Sean Pratt. Prologue. World Enough and Time. In the spring of 1904, Ernest Rutherford, a 32-year-old New Zealand-born physicist, then working at McGill University in Canada, gave a lecture at the world's oldest scientific organization, the Royal Society of London, for improving natural knowledge. His subject was radioactivity and the age of the Earth. At that time, scientists had long since forsworn the biblical accounts asserting that the Earth was only 6,000 years old. The most widely accepted dates had been calculated by another physicist, William Thomson, better known as Lord Kelvin, who had used the equations of thermodynamics and the Earth's heat conductivity to estimate that the planet was somewhere around 20 million years old. In geology, that's not a lot of time, and the implications were profound. The Earth's geological features could not have appeared within this duration if processes like volcanism and erosion proceeded at today's rate. But the real victim of Kelvin's estimate was Charles Darwin's theory of evolution by natural selection. Darwin had described himself as greatly troubled at the short duration of the world, according to Sir W. Thomson. He knew that organisms had not changed much since the last ice ages.